This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Purple Daily is Daily Vikings Entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.
I will ride with this group.
Seriously, man. Please.
And away we go.
Gentlemen, happy Super Bowl week. Happy Super Bowl week. Oh, if I can get my button bar to work here. We've had some technological meltdowns here this morning so far.
Yeah, but we're on right now, so that's the good news.
Are we on?
We're at least on.
Can you hear us?
I think we're on.
Oh, man. Yep, this is Daily Vikings Entertainment, where we do just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die. They aren't going to win the Super Bowl this week, but they can continue to build their roster in a way that heads in that direction, and that's what we like talking about this time of year. So today, we present to you 5 free agent ideas that we haven't talked about yet. We gave you 5 like 2 weeks ago, but Judd has 5 new Vikings free agent ideas presented by Quick Trip, Judd Zolgad.
That's right. And what if I was to tell not only you guys, but all of you folks out there that mealtime just got a whole lot easier thanks to our friends at Quick Trip? Because that's the case. As you are looking through, if you're watching this right now, you're looking through, my God, that's Quick Trip? Well, that's exactly right. Guess what? They're not your normal convenience store. They are your store where you can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Look at that. The chicken right there. Well, new lower prices available now on meals like, I'll go through a short list here, chicken, bacon, mac and cheese, fettuccine Alfredo with grilled chicken, beef stroganoff, mac and cheese, spaghetti and meatballs. Quick Trip, not just your place for gasoline, not just your place for a pop to pick up or a Karuba coffee, but also breakfast, lunch, and dinner from your friends at Quick Trip. And we appreciate them being the presenting sponsor of this fine show.
Amen. So 2 episodes of Purple Daily today, this one, and then we're going to do another full off-season blueprint episode, our 3rd so far, where we go through internal, external free agents, a mock draft simulation. We also have a really interesting mock draft from ESPN.com today that we will get to on this episode. But Judd, count us down. Give us 5 interesting free agent possibilities for the Vikings.
Okay, so I am going to give you 5, which I broke into 3 separate categories to present some options of, okay, this is probably realistic to, oh my God, that would be unbelievable. All right?
What are the categories?
So like 3-course meal too? Like, so
yes.
Appetizer,
so category
entree,
1.
Dessert?
Category
well,
one,
no,
studs.
No, because you're not going to get all of the like. This is probably a pick your restaurant.
Oh, okay.
So like, are you going to go to a nice place but sort of relaxed? Certainly can wear jeans. Are you going to go to a place where your pants are probably some nice pants and like and you might wear a coat, but you certainly aren't all gussied up, no suit and tie. And then we got your suit and tie. Then we got your place where there is a guy at the door who's like, I'm sorry, sir, you can't come in if you don't look like this. That's going to be our last category, and that's going to be called the elite category. The 2nd category is the very solid addition. So, like, you would be impressed, and it's going to be expensive. And then we'll start with this one, category 3, the possibility category given the circumstances. Okay. So like if you bring back Kirk, it's going to be hard. So I'm trying to account for like what the Vikings are going to potentially do here. And just to off the bat make this clear, no guards, because when Phil did his list.
Yeah, I'll give you my list.
Yeah. And you listed, in my opinion, just the 2 best guards. So I'm not going to force a guard.
Okay.
But yes, go through yours.
There are some other guards we could get into, and we'll give you more lists like this, but the five that we threw out there a couple weeks ago were Justin Madubuike, Aaron Donald's the best interior defensive line pass rusher.
Probably a shoot and tie guy, though. Like, you're probably going to have to. That's an expensive.
That's $20 date. Million dollars a year minimum, right?
Expensive date.
Edge rusher Bryce Huff was with the Jets. He's just a pass rushing specialist, but those guys are still pretty expensive. And then the two guards, Kevin Dotson and Robert Hunt from the Rams and the Dolphins, both going to be 28 years old. And then Tony Pollard, 27-year-old running back with the Cowboys, coming in not as like a 300-touch guy, but come on in here and share some time with Chandler. So, all right.
Yes. All right. So, here we go. Number five. So, again, this is a reasonable pickup. It'd be somewhat expensive, but not a ton. Defensive tackle from the Indianapolis Colts, Grover Stewart. Grover Stewart will be 31 in October. So he is not an ideal, like, out of his first contract guy. He is ranked, just for a point of reference here, he's ranked 51st in PFF's free agent rankings and is sixth among their interior defensive linemen.
Okay.
He is 6'4", 314. That's probably on the light side of his real weight, actual weight. He was suspended 6 games last season for PED use, but let me give you a stat that is very telling if you want a guy, if you just want a big man in the middle to stop that run. The Colts ranked in the top half of the entire league in expected points allowed per rush with Stewart. They were last in the league in the same category in the games without him.
Wow, okay.
The projection on him, approximately $9 million per year and $16.5 million guaranteed. So again, affordable. Grover Stewart, the age, 31 next contract, not exactly ideal, but that's a starting point for a defensive tackle who would shore up your line for certain and wouldn't break the bank.
And so the only thing I would worry about is the age here. Like, how comfortable are you with a 30-year-old free agent signing a 3-year contract? Now, interior guys tend to age a little bit. You know, if you're coming off the edge or you're a cornerback, if you're like, the further outside you get on a football field, the more glaring it is when some of your physical attributes go away.
Right.
Do we care that he's 30? I guess is my question.
I do a little bit, yeah. But again, on the price tag, that's an affordable price tag. Mm-hmm. I think it depends. So Seifert in ESPN or on ESPN.com last week, our friend Kevin Seifert had a marvelous piece about Brian Flores and all of the ESPN data that showed how rarely the Vikings used real linemen consistently. Like, they came up with ways to scheme. Now, it didn't always work, but my question, and this is the unanswerable question, is, was that done because that was Flores' scheme or the circumstances that Brian Flores was presented with? And ideally, if he had a guy like Grover Stewart, he would play him more. That's what we don't know. And so a guy like this would step in and would give you the type of frontline defense against the run and potentially push the pocket. And keep in mind, too, if you did this, I think it instantly makes Harrison Phillips a better player because he was asked to do things he's probably not good at last year because they didn't have a guy to fit this role. So I think if you had Grover Stewart in the middle and Harrison Phillips alongside him, you guys, I think that creates a better player in Phillips as well.
Okay. Yeah, I think I would be going after I would. I don't want to like get ahead in your categories here, but I would be going to the nice restaurants first to fix this problem. Yeah. So I want to be shown.
Oh, we will.
I want to go to the Madubuike restaurant and be told like we'll you're not wearing the right shoes, so you have to go to a different
jeans.
Restaurant. Yeah.
I'm
slow playing this. I'm slow cooking this because I don't want there to be great excitement among the masses who are consuming this show. Okay. And then at the end, they're like, Grover Stewart, what happened to you?
So Grover's in the crock. He's a crock pot meal is what you're saying. So you set it and forget it type of thing. You're good there. Look at his size, too. Yeah, exactly.
Like he is.
I can set it and forget
it. What does he weigh again?
Well, he is listed at 314, which I think is probably about the same as when back in the day. Pat Williams, I believe.
Is 315.
Yeah, 315. Yeah.
Pat Williams' left leg is 315.
315 plus. Let's add 45 pounds here and 10 there, and then let's get to his real weight. But anyway. All right. So number five, in the possibility, given your potential circumstances, Grover Stewart of the Colts. Number four, edge rusher, Andrew Van Ginkle of the Miami Dolphins, who turns 29 in July.
We talked about him last year, I feel like. He was out there.
I think we did. Wisconsin guy.
Yeah.
He looks like a Wisconsin guy.
He is a former Bucky. He is 6 feet four, 242 pounds. Among edge rushers in the PFF, I think it's what, Phil, the top 125 free agents that they
listed? They're up to 150 now, actually.
Yeah. Okay, so
they keep adding. First, it was like their top five list, and now it's like 150. They keep adding to it.
So Van Ginkle is 59th in PFF's free agent rankings. He is 11th among edge rushers. He has been more of a rotational player, but here's the intriguing thing. Because of injuries, his role actually kicked up last season or this past season with the Dolphins. And he was good. Like, he's made himself more by his success that was brought on by the fact that he had to play more. He can drop into coverage, which is a nice thing, because that's a tough, you know, it's there. As we have seen, not all edge rushers are capable of dropping back into coverage. He had three batted passes in 2023. He had a pick six. He had six sacks in 17 games. Now, he did hurt his foot at the end of the season, but he's supposed to be set to go for the offseason program. His cap hit was only $2.7 million this past season. It's going to go up significantly, but it's still going to be, I think, I don't think he's going to break the bank. And just to be very clear here, to me, this is the compliment to if you bring Hunter back.
I'm going to say.
This is not to replace him. Yeah. This is the DJ Wanham might not come back, suffered a pretty significant injury. So I'm not suggesting that Andrew Van Ginkle can show up and replace Danielle Hunter. I am suggesting that when we talk about the fact that it would be nice to have two guys, including a star player, Van Ginkle would be the complementary piece of the puzzle.
Really interesting one here. Because he was kind of just a guy the first few years of his career. And then you're right. I mean, he saw major increases in, well, snaps for one, but his pressures skyrocketed. His quarterback hurries skyrocketed. So he was a more productive player. What's interesting is the PFF projected contract being 2 years and $6.5 million a year. So it's like a 2 year, $13 million deal. So they're kind of saying, hey, nice year last year, but we still know that you're not on that elite level. If you could get a player like this for, my God, it would be a quarter of what a Danielle Hunter makes and still keep Danielle Hunter.
Yep.
That'd be some nice depth. So, okay, I'm in on Andrew Van Ginkle. It's just a fun name to say, too.
Looks like a wrestler.
Van Ginkle.
Looks like he's in WWE.
He
got the long hair. No, he looks like he'd kick your butt.
He looks like Dan Campbell during Dan Campbell's playing career.
No neck.
Or he doesn't really have much of a neck. No.
Okay, then he's perfect for the role.
Well, he's wearing a V-neck jersey, which makes it look like he has. I would say this: his neck is like wider than the width of his face. So
this is the type of guy
can't
I want.
Tell if it's like trapezius muscles or a neck.
This is a football player, though. Like, this guy comes to play football, and he loves games in Lambo.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, going to the next category, which only has one guy in it, the third player. I'm calling this again the very solid addition category. So it's going to be more expensive. You'd be impressed.
Is this like an Applebee's or?
No. This is trying to think.
Like a Red Rabbit?
Yeah.
Like pretty
nice.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
You can't look homeless, but you know,
that's
you can wear jeans.
Yeah, I'd say that's perfect.
My wife and I went to Boulevard yesterday for brunch. That's another one. Like, you go...
$3.94.
Yep.
Yeah, been there spot. Several times. Yeah.
You're not going to get kicked out for wearing the wrong shoes, but you know...
But it's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
Nice little spot.
It's got a vibe.
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
It's got a definite vibe. So, yeah, this is Red Rabbit, Red Cow, enjoyable dining experience, but not hassling.
Okay.
All right. Cornerback, Kendall Fuller of the Washington Commanders, who turns 29 on February 13th. So again, he's not young, but he would be an upgrade. He is ranked 15th overall on PFF's top 150. He is number three among cornerbacks. He has played, and he is, I think he was originally drafted by Washington, spent some time in Kansas City, so and then went back to Washington, so he is well-traveled. He has played, and Flores would love this, outside corner, inside in the nickel, and safety. So Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
Flores loves those. He allowed less than 0.8 yards per coverage snap and limited opposing receivers to less than 50 catches for a second consecutive season in 2023. Now, what's the price? Because you're asking, okay, the waiter's here. You know, can we afford apps as well? Like, can I go up top here? Probably looking at around $14 million per season.
And that's pretty reasonable.
And 17.8 in guarantees.
That's pretty reasonable.
So again, 29 on February 13th. So he's going to be 29 throughout the course of the 2024 season. Kendall Fuller, free agent from the Washington Commanders.
Also worth noting, great tackler, according to PFF.
Nice.
Just only four missed tackles all year. Last year in Washington, over 1,000 snaps. And this dude plays. The Vikings have had some issues with guys missing games here and there. He has played over 1,000 snaps three straight seasons. And then in 2020, he played 966 snaps. So he essentially played almost every defensive snap for Washington the last four seasons. Durable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Vikings fans are just like super pissed every time they see a mock draft, and then we'll do one later with a cornerback going to the Vikings. Well, either they're going to have to draft another one early, or they're potentially going to have to sign another one. Or third option is you roll everything back with the guys you've been complaining about for the last 2 years. So, like, which door do you want to go down as a Vikings fan, knowing that, yes, you're getting mocked to cornerbacks, yes, you're going to get free agent target cornerbacks, or do you trust the group that honestly was very raw and inexperienced last year to take a big step forward, which is a big gamble and assumption to take?
And there's really only, to me, there's only two ways, because they have a couple decent players at that position, like Byron Murphy. I think Mekhi Blackman's going to be a starter. Mm-hmm. So they've got some. So really the only way to clearly upgrade from the guys you have right now is to go spend like $13 to $15 million in free agency on somebody, or draft someone in the first round,
mm-hmm.
or get lucky in one of the other rounds that, like, oh, your second round guy, your fourth round guy is a day one starter, right?
Yeah. And I'm not sure I trust that one. The Fuller one also would allow you, if you wanted, because I think he is an upgrade on Byron Murphy Jr., this would allow you to kick Murphy outside full time if you deem that Fuller is more competent in the slot.
Okay. Yeah, size would continue to be a little bit of a problem for this position group because, you know, Fuller is listed at 5'11", I want to say, or 5'10".
5'11", 198, according to his Pro Football Reference page.
But he can play. He can play.
Yep. He's an upgrade. And that would give you Murphy, Blackman, and Fuller. Because I think this dance of, you know, is Andrew Booth going to improve? I don't even know that he makes the team. Caleb Evans certainly took some steps backwards. I do think that he has a future. But this would give you a little bit or a lot more just security. And you wouldn't go in trying to sort of piecemeal things, which I think that has become a concern. So that's the only guy in the very solid addition category.
Yeah.
And now we're going big game shopping, big game hunting. We are at
white tablecloth here, huh? This is,
yep. We're at Manny's
here.
Murray's.
Here comes the state cart.
The cart's coming
out.
They wheel your free agent out.
You get, yeah.
This is a Matt Wieke. It's been aged for 4 years.
Yep. I mean, this is a place where the bread exceeds the taste of most food in most restaurants, and that's just the bread.
Here's your Ryan Tannehill. He's been aging for 16 years, actually.
Yep. No, we got wine on the table. We got steaks, silver butter knife. We got the whole thing, okay? All right, number two on this list then. And remember, this is probably not possible, but what the hell? It's more fun this way. Safety, Antoine Winfield Jr.
Oh, boy.
Who will be 26 in August, who is the one that got away. Because, you know, God rest his soul, the Jeff Gladney pick. I mean, he was released before he tragically died in that car crash. But Jeff Gladney didn't work here. And we all had seen Antoine play. What's more interesting, the Vikings had. The Vikings scout gopher games all the time.
Yeah.
And so he is eighth in the PFF top 150. He's first among safeties. He grew up a Vikings fan. And now I've got a connect the dots theory among the reasons why I think that the Vikings passed here. Okay? If you guys remember, it was Rick Spielman who basically directly decided that Antoine Sr. could go.
Yeah.
They had contract, they had cap problems, and poor Les Frazier, I think, worked long and hard to say, hold on a second, he might be old, but Antoine Winfield Sr. is one of the preeminent, you know, nickel guys. And at that time, hey, Rick, the nickels become really, really important. It's not just some slappy who failed outside now. It's got to be a good player. And Rick released him still. So my guess, because Antoine Sr. is, as Phil knows too, very smart guy, and I'm guessing there was some bad blood there.
Yeah.
And you know, I can't blame him one bit for being pissed. They moved poor Josh Robinson inside. He was a huge disaster. Antoine Sr. went to the Seahawks training camp and retired. And I don't think if he stays here, he quits then. So I'm guessing that that might have had something to do with the decision, because the Vikings and Rick saw a ton of gopher games. And the only thing, when it comes to Junior, the only thing I think that exceeds his abilities, because he's a small guy again, is his savvy and smarts.
Yeah.
He's basically his dad.
A few things. Yeah. I mean, he's got, you want to talk about like football sense.
Yep.
Whatever's in the Winfield football genes equals just being able to sniff things out on a football field.
Yep.
Both those guys have that. I also love that he's 25 and a half years old. So you'd be, if it's a multi-year contract, which obviously it would be, you'd be getting him, especially for a safety, through his peak prime years. My worry is that Tampa Bay could just franchise him. So projected franchise tag is $16 million a year.
Yep.
Now, how many safeties get franchised? Well, the Vikings with Anthony Harris a few years ago, they franchised him for a year. He wasn't as good as he was the previous year, and so they just let him walk. But yeah, I mean, man, can you imagine? And you'd be saying goodbye to Harrison Smith here, but you'd have Cam Bynum, who was graded out as one of the best safeties in the NFL last year, and Antoine Winfield Jr. as your, essentially like your traditional free and strong safeties. And then you'd have Josh Metellus as your third safety, but kind of a like a roving linebacker hybrid queen on the chessboard. Really, really interesting here. And by the way, Antoine Winfield Jr. right now is a better football player than the 35-year-old Harrison Smith. And that's no disrespect. I mean, Harrison Smith is a Ring of Honor Vikings player.
That's not a hot
take. This would be an upgrade over Harrison Smith. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Six sacks in 2023. Six forced fumbles. 12 passes broken up.
Yeah.
He's great against the run. He's really good against the pass. And here's my question. Because he can play, you know, he's obviously a safety. That's his listed position. But just like his dad, he can play inside in the nickel as well. He can play the slot corner. So here's my question.
Talk dirty.
Does Josh Metellus replace Harrison Smith? And does Winfield become your miss? Because he would be, I think, the top guy in your secondary automatically. And just to if the Bucks don't franchise him, he's going to get, it looks like, 18 plus million per year and around 40 guaranteed. So that's the going rate. It's very expensive, but this guy would allow you an opportunity to do potentially a ton of different things.
He still played about 75% of his snaps in that free safety, sort of that deeper look to start a play. But you're right. He played 250 snaps in the box, 155 snaps in the slot. He played 23 as just a cornerback. My guess is like, you know, five wide man coverage, yep. You know. So, man, that would be fun. I do feel like there's some other positions closer to the football that are more important for the Vikings right now.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm curious to see what your next one is.
Dex, your thoughts on Junior?
I would love it. It's just if we're eating at the fancy restaurant, what else?
Yeah.
What is that our one allotted meal for the entire month?
Yeah, we just spent a lot of money on oysters there, you know, and we at some point need some heartier stuff.
But now I'm going to wheel in the creme de la creme. Tonight's featured, unbelievable. It's going to cost you, but you're going to talk about it. This will be the meal that you won't forget for the rest of your life, okay? Because I present to you, as your choice, would you like a Christian Wilkins, the defensive tackle from the Dolphins, who I think turned 28 this month?
Yep.
So he will be 28 through the course of the 2024 season. He is ranked 7th overall in top 150 by PFF, 3rd among its interior defensive linemen. He's 6'4", 310 pounds. He is a guy that Brian Flores actually had a role in drafting, as he was then, of course, the head coach of the Dolphins. And he has always been a great run defender. He's been sort of a suspect against the pass until 2023. He established career highs in every pass rushing category. He doubled his previous season high in sacks. He had 8, and he had 52 pressures. So there were some issues here as far as how did he do against the pass, against quarterbacks. Those have been cleared up. The point of reference for his salary, and he to Phil's point about Antoine Winfield Jr. possibly being franchised, Christian Wilkins also could be, but the Dolphins have cap problems. The Buccaneers do not. He could get $23 million per year, it looks like, and approximately $50 million guaranteed. And he is number one on what I'm calling the elite category, along with Antoine Winfield Jr.
Love it, man. Yeah, and remember, we threw this out a couple weeks ago. The Vikings, by far, had the worst interior pass rush win rate of any team in the NFL. They had an impossible time creating pressure through, you know, the center and the guards. And Christian Wilkins would help fix this problem. There's a couple guys in free agency that would help fix this problem. Justin Madubuike would help fix this problem. But these things are going to cost you. Like, if you want that position and you want these dudes, we're talking $20 to $24 million a year. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't then be able to. I think the question is, would you rather go get like 3 pretty good? You know, here's your budget going into the restaurant. Do you want, maybe we did like some calamari, split the soup. Oh, it's great soup. And then we did this. Or do you just want to get that one entree that's going to help fix your biggest problem on defense? And of course, like, Christian Wilkins could still be franchised by the Dolphins, and that would...
It's going to be harder for them, though, because their cap...
Yep.
The Bucs don't have cap constraints. The Dolphins very much do, and the Dolphins have a few guys.
Yep.
So that's a tougher one.
It's a fair point. And of course, these guys, if they do hit unrestricted free agency without being franchised, they get to go flirt with other teams. There's a bunch of other teams with more cap space than the Vikings. Oh.
And Flores has a selling point. I think unlike a bunch of Dolphins, especially on offense, Wilkins liked Flores a lot.
Yep.
So I think that's a pretty good situation right there.
So Wilkins was 8th among interior defensive linemen in pressures last year. Madubuike was 3rd. So they're both, I mean, the top two, by the way, were Aaron Donald and Chris Jones. And then Ed Oliver for Buffalo was in the mix, and Quinnen Williams with the Jets, Kenny Clark, who we know with the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it's kind of, they're not quite Aaron Donald level players, but they would absolutely fix the biggest problem along that defensive front. So, mm-hmm. All right.
So
good list.
Category, Christian Wilkins, Antoine Winfield Jr., the very solid addition. Hey, I'd take that guy. That's going to help. Cornerback Kendall Fuller, who's with currently Washington. And the probably possibility, if you're going out, you're going to Walgreens, get a pop of paper, it, you know, edge rusher Andrew Van Ginkel of the Dolphins, defensive tackle Grover Stewart of the Colts.
Great stuff. Great stuff. So what we will do is we'll use those names, combine them with the other names, and maybe a couple others too, and we'll sign some external free agents on the third offseason blueprint episode that we do here also later today. Hey, before we share an interesting two-round mock from Matt Miller, ESPN.com, a shout-out to our friends at AG1. So, you know, AG1, not only is it trusted by myself, Phil Mackey, it's trusted by top athletes all over the world. So I don't know what more validation you need. Top athletes, Phil Mackey.
What's the difference between those two things?
And think about, like, maybe your spread for the big game this weekend isn't the healthiest. It's okay. You can still ensure you're giving your body the nutrients it needs to thrive with AG1. Each scoop of AG1 contains all sorts of key nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients that give you support for, like I said, maybe that spread on Sunday is not exactly, it's not like five bowls of leafy greens, okay? If you'd like to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/purpledaily. That's drinkag1.com/purpledaily. Also this weekend, so we're going to be hanging out at the Minnesota Golf Show. So the golf show itself at the Minneapolis Convention Center runs February 9th through the 11th. We're going to be there on the 10th on Saturday for a couple hours doing a little Purple Daily. This is not going to be on the YouTube channel. So this is an exclusive live event that we're just going to be hanging out, talking Vikings, some Mackie and Judd, and some Purple Daily. So come join us. Find out details and schedule information at mngolfshow.com. And tickets for Score North listeners are just $5 with the promo code SCORE, S-K-O-R. So check them out. Plus, if you're a golf fan, this is a pretty awesome weekend for you to check out the latest in the golf world, the Minnesota Golf Show, mngolfshow.com. Okay, my button bar is currently dysfunctional, so I don't get to grace you with the I want a mock sounder.
Or the football sounder, which I've been missing all day.
I know.
I was using football terms, and then I realized it didn't work. I was like, this sucks.
But we do have a two-round mock here from Matt Miller, ESPN.com. This is his 2.0. We'll start with the first overall pick. He's got it, Caleb Williams to the Bears. And then he's got Drake May to the Commanders. And then he has Jaden Daniels to the Patriots. So chalk, three quarterbacks, first three picks.
Yep.
Marvin Harrison Jr. to the Cardinals at 4. Malik Nabers, the wide receiver from LSU, to the Chargers at 5. So receiver run here. Roma Dunze, wide receiver Washington, to the Giants at 6. Joe Alt, offensive tackle Notre Dame, to the Titans at 7. Terrion Arnold, cornerback Alabama, to the Falcons at 8. Olu Fashanu, offensive tackle Penn State, to the Bears at 9. Jets take another offensive tackle here. Talise Fuaga from Oregon State, and that puts the Vikings on the clock with the 11th pick. And according to Matt Miller, ESPN.com, the Minnesota Vikings select Dallas Turner, edge rusher from Alabama. And so he kind of goes to the logic here that the Vikings are at a crossroads with Kirk Cousins hitting free agency. Could they pull the trigger on J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, or Michael Penix? Yes, but there are needs across the board. Hunter is a free agent. Turner would fit perfectly in the Brian Flores system. And it kind of goes on to explain how great Turner is. Bo Nix goes next to the Broncos at 12.
Oh, no.
And J.J. McCarthy goes to the Raiders at 13.
Hmm.
So five quarterbacks off the board in the first 13 picks. None to the Vikings.
The Senior Bowl had to hurt Bo Nix, right?
Not according to this.
Not the game itself, but the according to our guys, 4-0, Thor, Bo Nix, it was not good. The practices. So that's interesting.
Let's go to the second round here. So five quarterbacks are off the board. We've gotten to the 42nd overall pick, where the Minnesota Vikings, according to Matt Miller, 2.0, select, out of Washington, quarterback Michael Penix. Penix's draft stock varies depending on who you ask, but the most consistent answer I've heard is second round, given the four season-ending injuries he suffered at Indiana. Couple knees, couple shoulders. Excellent arm strength and velocity as a pure passer. He's a first-rounder, talent-wise. The injuries are what's making people nervous.
Absolutely.
It's great news for Minnesota, where Kirk Cousins is set to become a veteran 35-year-old free agent coming off an Achilles. Penix can be the quarterback in waiting if Cousins is re-signed, or the immediate starter if he's not. So there you go.
Okay. I want a mock. Let's go through this for a second.
There you go.
So if this is the case, and that's what you're going to do at defensive end, you're probably going to let Daniil walk. So does Wilkins become more of a possibility
if you
take Turner?
Sure about that?
I think you're going to let. I think you're going to let Daniil walk. I think that's what he's saying.
That.
Well, here and I got a general complaint about this. Now, Matt, all due respect, you are the new McShay. I don't think he spars with Mel, but like he is their second guy. But how on God's green earth, boys, how do you come out with a mock draft today after Cliff Kingsbury was hired in Washington yesterday and not have Washington trading with the Bears?
It's interesting. And Caleb Williams even posted about, hey, yeah, congratulations to
and
my guy,
Kingsbury
win the Washington Commanders
fleece. So, like, how do you not do that, Matt?
I think Matt probably had this drafted before the Cliff Kingsbury.
I do, too. And you know what?
Probably submitted it, too.
I'm sure he did. If I get that, I kick it back and say, no, you got to redo
Are you
this.
Sure, Matt? Matt?
Are you sure? Well, but I mean, it's Kingsbury can change.
You want us to call Todd back? See
Todd?
If Todd wants
I'm
to put him on?
I'm watching Get Up, Todd? Okay? And they are recklessly speculating their asses off. By the way, Greeny, unbelievable. You're phenomenal.
Great. He's great this time of year. Yeah.
And he's completely like us. Like, and it's great conversation. And then Miller joins, and they go through his mock draft, and it's just like Bears at one.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not happy.
Yeah, Greeny kind of said, Greeny was like, okay, so it's chalk. We've
well,
seen.
He,
Greeny goes, we've seen, because I saw that segment too. He said, we've seen, just like we've seen every other mock, you have the three quarterbacks going in this order. Matt. Why don't you change something? So, all right. We'll keep stockpiling mock drafts here. I think Michael Penix has been the most frequently mocked quarterback to the Vikings by far since we started collecting these back in November.
Yes.
And now, but like there was a few that it was first round. Now it's more second round for Michael Penix. Maybe the Vikings have to trade back up. But All right, those are five free agents from Judd. And we will incorporate those into consideration for the Blueprint episode 3.0 on Purple Daily, Daily Vikings Entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die. It's not going to happen this weekend, unfortunately.